Well, you have one fewer issue than you did. I mean, you've been telling us that you're close on returns, and lo and behold, you got one at a great time.
Well, it was good. I mean, he made a lot of people miss, but that's the kind of the ability that he has. And I think the good thing, just in watching the tape, is that, and we had a good day, but there's an awful lot of things to coach off of. I think the thing that's exciting, and I think usually that happens when you got young guys, and towards the end of the year, they should start to get better. And, we're not, I promise you, we're not where we need to be yet, but they are getting better. And, they're understanding, how to prepare for a game, how to study their opponent, and try to execute the plan that we put in place for them. So, but we gotta keep going. It'll be another, obviously, every week's another challenge.
Were you impressed with on a peel back like that? There were a couple of guys I saw that really made sure to avoid anything close.
Well, it was funny because when he was running, when he went by me, the first thing I was doing was looking, making sure there weren't any penalties. But it was good, and there were some smart. You saw, like you said, a couple guys that pulled up, and Geronimo. I mean, he actually got in front of a guy and let the guy run over him. It was smart, and things like that. Once again, it's getting through. You just got to keep stressing it and stressing it. But what you're trying to accomplish.
But I mean, really, how hard is that one? With the returner's going that way and he's coming this way, and there's probably some uncertainty, and the guy gets himself in position to make a block, and now. Maybe you can't make that block.
Well, there is. I mean, that's learning. That's experience. I mean, that's the game slowing down for them a little bit. They know they're supposed to block somebody, and it's a reaction sometimes. And I remember I was in the seventh grade the first time I clipped somebody, and I swore I didn't. And the coach told me when I come off, I was in seventh grade, and I remember just like it was yesterday. Well, not like it was yesterday, but. You things happen fast. And once again, hopefully they're beginning to understand that a little bit.
Weird to see Justin Vogel put one in the end zone.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. Obviously, that's the one thing. That's the first one we've had go in the, end zone this year. In his defense, it was some windy conditions. I mean, it really was. And it was different on both ends of the field. Hopefully we learn from that.
Was that too far going that direction for an Aussie kick? Because that was a regular punt, wasn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it was too far for
Well, it, truth be known, I mean, maybe not, But see, the wind, it was kind of opposite of the flags. And that's what you try to judge it. It did change during the game a little bit, and you try to stay up with that. But, once again, yeah.
How long have you been had you been cooking up the direct snap to Whitehead, and can you give us an idea of how that plays out on the sideline? Like, do you tell Mike, hey, let's run it here? Can you kind of just give us an idea how that works?
Well, that's all during the week, stuff that coach. We give a coach all the information, and hey, this is the situation that if you feel comfortable with it, that coach. Called it, and we went. But I think everybody has deceptives that they work on, and that's why it's called a deceptive. And you pull it out at the time that you feel like it's going to work, and he did. It was good for us.
Hey, Ron, getting back to the win for a second, was that the reason why Mason kind of moved off to the hashes on the extra points?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Particularly going east. Going east was a. I mean, you wanted to be on that right hash, and you always talk about that when, coach wants to know when we get in a situation, which hash do we want to be on, and, it makes it a little bit easier for him in terms of, his aiming for the kick.
Does the win have anything to do with some of those punts that Trevor was not able to field?
Well, the first one, Geronimo goes in and forces a bad punt, and he wasn't going to get to that one. The second one, that's why I told him after the game. It's a good thing he made that return because you knew where it was going. We talked about it all week, and once again, those are things that I just told him today. I mean, we know you got the God-given ability. Now it's the little things like that is going to help you take the next step. And I think once again, all the things that the more confidence he has, the more success he has, the more confident he's going to get, and things like that will click in for him.
Finding a balance, because he obviously he's fielded some pretty close to the goal line that he shouldn't have the. So does he just need one. To find a balance there?
Say something, one.
Sorry, one. Singular. Is part of that just finding a balance there? And you know, is he maybe a little skittish to, when he's dropping back to field some of those that are deep?
No, I think it's just experience. You know, he didn't return many punts in college. He returned kickoffs. And but he's getting more and more confident with it. And, you know, the one thing that you know, he wants to please. He's just like, you know, and he wants to do well and he wants to do the right thing. And you know, when you get into windy conditions like that, you know, and once again, the second one there where it was, they were kicking east, the wind was really falling in. And but still, you know, we got to get him lined up properly and to give him a chance to catch that one.
Ron, do you dictate where Trevor lines up on the punt?
Try to, yeah. We try to, and we give him a distance, and you know, then we talk during the week also about you know where you know, the guy's trying to you know place the punts and so forth.
So is it typically on the second one, the one that rolled to the three? Is that just indecision on whether to run up and just sprint?
Well, no, that one, the one going east, you're talking about the last one?
Yeah,
that was, you know, obviously it was my fault because, you know, but he's got it. We talk about that all week, and that was what, I didn't even talk to him. Usually I always talk to him coming off the field, but he knew that, once again, those are all things that you learn from, and we were fortunate enough to get out of there with, you know, without. You know, that's something, okay, look, it happened. Let's learn from it. You know, it didn't hurt us in that situation, and, you know, let's go.
So it's him judging whether he thinks he can get it or not.
That was just alignment. Alignment. And you know, and the punter does a nice job. You know, he makes you think. You look at the punter, and he makes you think he's punting to your left, and he's able to come back across his body with that. And that's difficult for a young guy back there to judge it.